This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. UPS is expecting to ship a record-breaking number of packages this year as more retailers are forced into direct-to-home shipping by competition from Amazon and Walmart and so forth. A question for many is whether offering free returns is worth it. Here is Marketplace's Andy Euler.
UPS says return activity will likely peak on January 2nd, when the company expects roughly 2 million packages to be sent back. Joel Bynes, a retail analyst at Alex Partners, says companies have always factored returns into the margins, but nowadays?
Retailers are having to spend more operating expense on taking returns, processing returns, moving returns.
And no surprise, online shopping is the biggest reason for this shift. Mark Matthews is head of research at the National Retail Federation. He says a survey they conducted found retailers expect more than 10% of sales to be returned during the holiday season. But there is a silver lining.
A lot of these returns happen in store, and anytime a consumer is in store, there's an opportunity for them to buy more things.
Returning things in store is also cheaper. He says the return process costs retailers $3 per package when items are returned to stores, and twice that when they're shipped to a distribution center. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.